Welcome to the last part of our show. Author Dan Ehrenhaft visited our library in October. We spent hours talking with him about his work. To hear the full conversation, visit tinglink.nypl.org. For now, here are some highlights.
I am Daniel Ehrenhaft, author of The Afterlife, Drawing a Blank, and 10 Things to Do Before I Die.
What made you write this book?
That's a very good question. It's very hard to answer. I was going through a rough period after September 11th, and these three characters formed in my mind. Will, first, who wrote this application essay, his half-siblings, two twins, who are also... who also have serious issues that they need to work out. And it was a period where I felt like so many people were trying to come together, but they were so disconnected. And that basically sort of formed the theme of the novel, about how people who are disconnected but connected through very strange ways try to come together. So,
you probably have no control over the design of the cover, but what do you think... What connects it to the cover? Because the main character, I think it's a boy,
mm-hmm.
and there are toenails that are painted.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great. Well, one of the characters is his half sister Liz, the majority of the book centers around a trip that they take. Driving back from their father's funeral from, I'm spoiling a little of the book, but not too much, from Florida to New York. So, mm-hmm.
How do you know when you're writing that you might be writing too fast? If somebody reads it, they might seem like the story is moving too fast.
That's a very good question too. I always read over what I've written and I try to edit as I write. But having an editor. Really helps you with that, and also sharing your writing with other people. I don't know if you guys are writers, but if you are, I always recommend sharing your writing with other people, because I find that's really helpful, and a lot of times people can point out deficiencies if you're writing too fast, or if you're not explaining enough, or if you're explaining too much, all sorts of things. So,
would you want one of your books to be a movie, and which book do you want?
That's a great question too. So many good questions. I would love. I mean, I'd love all of them to be made into movies, from just a purely selfish financial reason. But there's no movie, there's no book in particular that I'd like to make into a movie more than another. And it's really something that an author has very, very little control over. J.K. Rowling being the exception, but because Harry Potter is what it is, she has a lot of control over her films. But generally, I have a few books that have been optioned, and what that means is that a film production company or a director or just somebody who's interested in making a movie pays you a certain amount of money to own the rights to make the movie for a certain amount of time. And which is nice, because it requires no work on your part. They just write you a check and say, I want to do this. Then it's up to them to get the movie made. And somebody will write a script based on your novel. And a lot of times they veer from your original intention. And I know a lot of authors who have been very unhappy with the films that have been made from their books.